You can put no price tag on life, but you can on all its accessories. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. You can put no price tag on life, but you can on all of its accessories. My goodness. What is life? Life is that eternal active force that gives empowerment to all existence. Let's take life down to the tiniest thing that we know, beneath the quark and subquarks and stuff like that. Just think of it in the atom. That's tiny too. And life in the atom is continually going. And Ellen, what constitutes an atom? Electron, proton,
and neutron.
Electron, proton, and neutron. Now, what's going on? What is doing all the moving? Is the proton moving or the neutron moving?
Proton.
The proton is moving. So the proton is moving, is that right? It's not the neutron. What is a neutron? The container, so to speak. And the proton is doing what?
The moving.
It's dancing back and forth inside of the neutron. Now, what is the electron doing?
Transmitting the information.
The electron is the outer circumference, if you will, of the neutron and the proton. The proton and neutron act within the electron. Now, what is the electron? Pure energy. It is moving so quickly, so fast. Now, what is the neutron? It is a dancing electronic activity, isn't it? It's just going brr, 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 and it's going so fast, so quickly, that you don't even know it. Now, science has discovered something even faster. And that's fast. That's fast. They have discovered a positron, which flies in from outer space, at least that's what they say, and passes through every substance. Passes through air, passes through the chemicals, yeah, passes through the various iron, wood, glass, you know, substances, compounds, and what have you. And it's just going, choo, 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 just passes through there as though it doesn't even exist. Now, how can it do that?
Because it doesn't exist.
It does it because all the world that we see and call real is an illusion. It is not real. It is a new scientific thinking that has been discussed in the Discovery magazine, is that, in fact, the entire world, the entire universe, and God and everything are a hologram. And one day, we will know them as a hologram. And as a hologram, we will be able to walk around them, so to speak, and see all aspects of them in our mind. And one day, we will have all these things available to us. Now, would you say that that might be considered some of the accessories of life? That's a possibility. The accessories of life, we would, of course, want to first say was our body and our mind and our soul and our activities and our cars and our houses and our streets and our cities and our forests and our planets and our solar systems and our universes. And we say, gee, that's fascinating, isn't it? But is that really our accessories? Our accessories are those things in which we as energy operate. Now you say, Herb, you're making that very complex. But life is an essence. Life is an essence that needs nothing to exist. But you don't need anything to exist either. And yet, what are you doing? You're looking at the latest television set. You're looking at the latest cars, the latest houses, the latest clothing. You're looking at the new fad for dieting. You're looking at the new fad for medicines. Oh, my. Men used to not have erections, and they weren't proud of the fact. But today, they go to the doctor and say, I'm not having an erection. The doctor says, here's a pill. And it put them in business. Now, mentally, all these things should be done. Mentally, all these things should be done. But you see, we're using pills. We're going out to do all these things. We had the Fen-Phen diet, remember? And that helped people lose a great deal of weight. And they got thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner. And then all of a sudden, they found that it had disastrous effects to it, and they had to stop it. But you see, any time we take anything in the outer to handle an inner controlled circumstance, we'll find that it is not necessarily going to be to our best benefit. Is it our best benefit to take vitamin C? Oh, Herb, now you're off on another subject. Is it our best benefit to take the accessories of vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin F, vitamin K, all the vitamins that might be available? Well, think about it. Our body is designed to create all the vitamins that it needs. And our universe provides whatever vitamins are needed because that is how the constitution of the universe is. Now, if we start putting vitamins into our universe as accessories, what's going to happen to us? We're going to cause the vitamin producing manufacturing plant within our being to stop working. It's just like when people have diabetes. The insulin factor is not being efficiently operated in their body, and I believe it's the pancreas, and it's not producing the insulin in a proper amount. And why not? Because somewhere along the line, the pancreas got the idea that it didn't have to do that, that it didn't have to produce that. No. So it stopped producing it. Its normal procedure is to produce it. Normally, our body is designed to produce everything. No. We are looking at life a little differently. We're looking at life from perhaps the divine point of view. Now, in the divine point of view, do you need to breathe and eat and sleep and drink? Do you need to have anything exterior to yourself? Could you have a perfect body functioning perfectly without any accessories to it whatsoever, of food or water or air or anything else? Yes, you could. Now, why don't we do that? Because we're having too much fun with all the accessories that we have, with all the pills and all the vitamins and all the water and all the vegetables and minerals and whatever things we take. And we're just having too darn much fun. The day will come when the amusement is gone. Not that we are hurting, but when the amusement is gone. And we say, what fun is that? And so then we start taking charge of ourselves. We tell the story of the Lanteans many, many millennia ago, and the Lanteans were quite a group of people. They were very talented. They were able to speak their word and demonstrate all sorts of wonderful things in their life and accomplish very wonderful things in their life. And from our story, the scientists came along and said to the Atlanteans, hey, you guys are working too hard. You're pressing too many buttons. You're thinking too hard. Let us do the thinking for you. You want a new house? We'll think it for you. You want a new car? We'll think it for you. You want this? You want that? We'll think it for you. And so, hey, you know, we're all open for a new pill, aren't we? We're open for a new accessory to play with. And so we say, sure, go ahead, you know. And then, little by little, they take over everything. Not that they're mean or hateful or bad. It's just that they're doing what we always did naturally. And so, are they always at our beck and call to fulfill our desires? No. As an Atlantean, you might say, when we felt a little sleepy, we would just say, I'm wide awake, or I will take a nap, and poof, I'm awake, and I'm done. But when those guys aren't there, we say, hey, you guys, I'm sleepy, what am I supposed to do? You know? Because they forgot to do those things that was necessary for them to do. And we do this too. So, we want life. And we can put no price tag on it because it is not for sale. It exists. But you can put a price tag on all of its accessories. And the price tag on all the accessories of life is limitation. The accessories of all of life are possession. Each possesses you. Air possesses you. Water possesses you. Food possesses you. Sleep possesses you. Relationships possess you. All that stuff, how stupid, you know? It all possesses us, and we let it be, and we just go along with it, thinking that's a normal thing to do. Well, we can't put a price on life, because life is too fantastic. But, and it is perfect. And it is perfect. But all the accessories want to limit us. All the accessories want to tell us. Now, one accessory is an illustration. I have a beautiful, brand new, very expensive car. It drives me where I want to go. But I have to buy insurance, I have to buy a license plate, I have to pay for gas, I have to have it lubricated, I have to have it oiled, I have to have all the work done on it, I have to polish it, and I have to drive it or have someone drive me. And can you see all those things there? All those things? You're possessed by all of them? Now, when you are life, and you say, I think I'll visit my brother Ray in San Jacinto, and so, pop, there I am, pop. There's no car, there's no gas, no chauffeur, no polishing the car, no oil, no nothing, no maintenance. I'm there. And I'm there exactly the way I want to be there. And so, if I say, well, I'm going to go to visit my brother Ray, and I'm going to stop at the Kentucky Fried Chicken store and pick up some chicken. Well, why stop at the Kentucky Fried Chicken store? I have a box of Kentucky Fried Chicken in my hand, if that is what my choice is. Or I have a box of the most beautiful food essence that one has ever tasted. And I have, like Emile's mother, I have this beautiful liquid in the glasses that is more glorious than wine or more glorious than whiskey, and yet it has none of those effects. But it has all of those savors, whatever people seem to like, you know. And why not? Why not? Mm-hmm. You see, then you're not possessed by the accessories. You're not possessed by anything outside yourself. You're the master. And that's rather good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So think about that. You can put a price tag on life. Can you?
Nope.
Nope. You cannot put a price tag on life. But you can put a price tag on all its accessories. And the biggest price tag is limitation. Is that what you want?
No.
Not me. So, let's just say I live my life and I have only one accessory. Being me and having fun.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.